Happy Mother's Day. Today, we continue the homily series on the corporal works of mercy with giving alms to the poor. Maybe you're thinking, hey, Deacon, Lent's over. I already gave alms. Almsgiving is not just during Lent. Almsgiving is always. What is almsgiving? The term alms derives from the Greek and means mercy. To give alms means to provide some sort of help, support, or relief to those who are suffering or in need. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, giving alms to the poor is one of the chief witnesses to fraternal charity. It is also a work of justice, pleasing to God. Many early church fathers have spoken out against a disordered understanding of wealth and possessions, not because they are bad, but because of our fallenness. We can have the tendency to place our trust and security in material things rather than God. Related to this, they said that an improper understanding of wealth and material things can lead to a false sense of superiority, blind us of our duty toward others, and prevent us from seeing Christ in those who suffer. Because of all this, the fathers stressed the importance of valuing people over things. When I lived in Illinois, my job required me to frequently enter the city of Chicago, and it was not uncommon to see beggars on the street corners. Some beggars were very aggressive in wanting a handout, while others would simply stand there holding a sign stating that they were homeless and to please help. In the heart of the city of Chicago has a street named Lower Wacker. It's part of a road system under the main city streets that connects all the loading docks of the high-rises. Often I would have to park in Lower Wacker at the loading docks and would see mattresses on the ground. Not just one or two, but everywhere, at almost every loading dock. Homeless people would sleep down there for protection from the weather and to be close to many of the building's exhaust systems that warm the area. Seeing this really pulled at my heart. I decided to carry Divine Mercy pamphlets that I would pre-fill with money or a restaurant gift card. I would place these on the mattresses nearby or hand them to the person on the corner. I prayed the money would buy them some food or a warm drink and that the Divine Mercy pamphlets would give them hope. Beggars used to only be seen in the inner cities, but we are increasingly seeing them in our own communities. Being homeless isn't the only form of poverty. There's also the working poor, people who have full-time jobs and still struggle to make ends meet. How many of us leave a tip at our favorite coffee shop, but do we leave a tip for the hotel staff that has to clean our entire room after our stay? Jesus doesn't ask us to help the poor. He commands that we do so. There are many passages in Scripture where Jesus speaks out about the poor. In Matthew, Jesus tells the rich man, "If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess, and give to the poor." In Luke, Jesus tells us about the Good Samaritan. Through the Good Samaritan, we learn the importance of loving our neighbor in a way that transcends cultural or social divisions. Jesus also states in Luke, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of heaven is yours." From the very beginning, the Catholic Church has stressed the importance of giving alms to the poor, and this is shown especially in the lives of the saints. One early example is the deacon, St. Lawrence. When he was forced by the Emperor Valerian to give him the treasures of the church, St. Lawrence gathered all the gold and silver, sold them, and gave the proceeds to the poor. When appearing before Valerian to give an account, he presented the poor people of Rome as the treasures of the church. Another deacon, St. Francis of Assisi, if he spotted someone with a tunic in worse condition than his, he would trade tunics with them. He lived in such a way he didn't want anything to be attributed to as being his. St. Vincent de Paul, who sometimes is referred to as the Apostle of Charity, was born poor and spent his life preaching missions to and providing relief for the poor. St. Teresa of Calcutta, who served the poorest of the poor in the slums of India. The Catechism of the Catholic Church on love for the poor states, God blesses those who come to the aid of the poor and rebukes those who turn away from them. The Church's love for the poor is part of her constant tradition. This love is inspired by the Gospel of the Beatitudes, the poverty of Jesus, and of his concern for the poor. Love for the poor is even one of the motives for the duty of working so as to be able to give to those in need. It extends not only to material poverty, but also to the many forms of cultural and religious poverty. Love for the poor is incompatible with immoderate love of riches or their selfish use. God calls us to have a heart that is always turned outward toward the poor. But in order for us to develop this sort of heart, we have to actually extend our hand to others. The more we do this, the more ready we become to do so in the future. This is precisely how virtue works. The only way to become generous is by actually practicing generosity. Not all of us can do everything, but all of us can do something. We can begin right here by financially supporting St. Vincent de Paul. The St. Vincent de Paul Society helps the poor in so many ways, from homeless prevention, food pantries, home visits, and back-to-work programs, to name a few. As Father Smith has mentioned before, the collection envelope for St. Vincent de Paul is the first in the bundle each month. Giving alms to the poor should be our priority. Lastly, this being Mother's Day, I would like to thank all the mothers for all they do. While our children may not live in poverty, they are completely dependent on the care, nurturing, and teaching about life and our Catholic faith that mothers provide them. St. Vincent de Paul, pray for us.